Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, education. Lesson 2, the family. Our memory text for this week. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 8. Sunday, the first family. Adam and Eve, and their sons and daughters. The first family established the first model school. School in a family. Family school. There's a Sabbath school and a family school. In the family, the little ones learn all things they need for life. Good ones, sometimes bad ones. Therefore, it is so important that the little ones see in my life what is important and what is less important. What has a value to live for and what is good for nothing. And the little ones, they look around and they see, and they ask, and they go in the wrong direction, and you tell them, no, not this way, this is the right one, take care. When you want to cross the street, there are cars around. And if you make a mistake, it can happen that you make this mistake only once, because then you are dead. I remember it was a Sabbath walk with a group of families. Then we came to a part of the road where we saw a dead animal. It had been hit by a car and then the tire went over it and now it was flat as a stamp on a postcard. And all the kids surrounded this dead little animal. And then I said, listen, this animal was very, very quick one day. But it wasn't quick enough when a car came. And now it's dead. Look, you will look like this when you don't look when you cross the street. Oh, that big eyes. Ah, this is being dead. And one little child said, can't play anymore. No, can't play anymore. It's dead. So if you want to play longer than this animal, then look before you cross the street. So they learn in the family what's life, what life is like. What is dangerous, what is fine, what is good. If you hear a word, which is not a fine word, you can say, we don't use this word. But my friend, my neighbor, he said, yes, but you do not use this word, okay? They learn what is worthwhile and what can you forget? And in the family, they should learn the most important thing. There is a heavenly, loving Father. As the Apostle Paul put it in the letter to the Galatians in chapter 3, verse 11, the just shall live by faith, and faith trusting God. relationship. And this is the most important aspect. What you can show to your kids. I remember one day I enter the room where my little daughter slept, and they were already awake. And they were in front of their bed, knelt there and prayed, just when I came in. I was astonished. Wow! They're already awake and they pray, kneeling in front of their bed. Whew. And then I asked them, why are you doing this? I've seen it. Where? You have done the same in front of your bed. What do we show to our little ones? Then they can copy it. The good things they will copy, and the bad things as well. So show them the good things.